The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry podcast brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Today with me, I've got an old friend of mine who's done got a little notoriety on TikTok, Miss Sierra Fitzgerald. How you doing today, darling?
I'm doing good, Josh. How are you? Just sitting here chilling in the studio.
Well, I'm glad you came down. It's kind of weird. Me and Sierra used to hang out before she became a big deal and came up. What are you now? What are you about to be?
I'm actually about to graduate from Surge Tech School. Something that I just came up with as a kid. I've been wanting to watch videos and stuff of surgeries and was like, well, why not? So about to graduate in December, do some labor and delivery. I know you guys all have babies, so.
Yeah, I had the same thing growing up. I watched a lot of porn, so that's what I wanted to be. I just didn't, I don't know. They didn't make a school for that. So the reason I asked you in here today, besides for the sale, our new Trump shirts, which, by the way, you can go check me out on Facebook at Josh Terry, JL Terry on Instagram and Snapchat, and you'll see the new Raising Grace shirts. On the front, it says Creepy Uncle Joe or Daddy Trump, who you voting for, and then on the back, it says Cast Your Vote. I had her come in today because she has a lot of people that follow her on social media. And I decided, you know what? I've been wanting to do a podcast on what and how social media has changed people's lives. You're just a small town girl and I'm just a small town girl. And, social media has completely changed. You never heard that song? You've never heard Journey's "Just a Small Town Girl
Living in a Lonely World."
But no, that's what we are. We're small town girls and boys, and social media has took us from being, I don't know whether you were popular in your community. I really wasn't that popular in my community to where a lot of people know who I am now. And I kind of wanted to talk to somebody that was kind of, well, I mean, you're not on my level yet, but you will be. You will, but you're younger. I've got a couple more years in it than you do. You're very impressive at what you do. I was super impressed with the fact that there's people that know how to work social media and people that don't. I have had to have some folks come in that I wanted them to promote my stuff, and they had no idea how to work social media. You came in the door like a fucking hurricane and knew what you were doing without any, like, me talking to you at all. I thought that was cool as shit.
So, I'm actually from a small town. I know if you guys know of Juliet, Georgia. Obviously, it's where they made the movie Fried Green Tomatoes. When you're in a
Whistle
small
Stop
town,
Cafe?
Yes, Whistle Stop. I live right on McCracken Street, which is actually right across from there. As a matter of fact, my parents own, like, this little trailer and built our own house in Juliet, and I lived there ever since I was about 18. So, I don't know if you guys know, but there's only one high school. In a small town, you know, you come up where everybody knows everybody, and either you're popular as crap or you're just not. Growing up as a kid, I mean, we didn't have TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. I mean, we were lucky to have
How
a cell
old are you,
phone.
Though? You're 25?
Well, so, I'll be 25 in January. I'm still a baby.
It's not like you were fucking walking to school with no shoes on. That's now. Right. You had MySpace and shit now.
Yeah, let me tell you a little bit about MySpace.
I used to tell girls, I used to ask them, I was like, when are we going to make your space MySpace?
Shoot,
it was very corny, but it was funny because, you know, there was nothing else. And now it's Facebook and every fucking thing
on
its own.
You wanted to text a little hose and stuff. All you had to do was go on Kick and your parents couldn't see. So it's like a messaging app to where, like, it doesn't show up in your actual messages. So if your parents wanted to go through your phone, there was nothing there. When you click on the app, there's all your messages.
This seems like the biggest cheating app ever. Is it? Holy shit. I've never heard of Kick. I didn't know anything about it.
I think it's kind of went away as people had Snapchat. Now it's like, hey, we'll just cheat
Snapchat
on Snapchat.
Snapchat was made for cheating. Yeah. Whoever designed Snapchat, it was like, you know what? I want to cheat on my boyfriend or girlfriend. I don't want them to ever see it, so I'm going to make a message that automatically disappears.
That's right.
There's no other reason to have Snapchat. Well, now there is, because, you know, that's where Bearded Bastard and a lot of shit came from. I'm super happy to have had Snapchat. But so with your following that you have on social media now, and I know a little bit about you, but it started off as just like you doing modeling pictures and stuff, right?
Yeah, so as a kid, I've been really shy. I always wanted to take like tons of selfies and stuff, and pretty much, like, you know, when you're in a small town, you take pictures, you're going to get a name for yourself. And that's pretty much with anything. You kind of just get built up from, oh my God, did you see what so-and-so posted on her social media today? And this is a good way to express yourself. And so I kind of got out of my shyness and started doing that. I was like, you know, I really don't care what people think about me.
That's very liberating. That's where I got with me. I just quit giving a shit what anybody thought.
You'll realize, like, as you get older, I mean, you don't care. At the end of the day, it's about, you know, your happiness and, you know, just...
Did you do it for attention, or did you do it because it made you feel good about yourself?
A little bit of both. So, like, back then when I had my Instagram...
You know what an honest fucking answer that is? That's, like, most people, I'm like, no, I didn't do it for attention. No, I respect that. Go ahead with Instagram.
So with Instagram, doing my Molly pictures, some of my really good friends, Charity Smith, she's on my Instagram. She, you know, she wanted to start out with, hey, let's do boudoir and stuff like that. And I was like, no, you know, because I'm going to get a name for myself, whatever. I mean, I'm a big family person. But as I started seeing magazines and stuff, you know, these girls growing up, they're like, I want to be like so-and-so on the front cover of CoverGirl or like some kind of calendar. And it made me think, you know, one day that might could be me. I could go big with, you know, all this, the modeling and the views. And so I probably roughly had like maybe 2,000 followers, if that. And to me, 100 likes was pretty good. You know, some of my friends were only getting like 5, and they're like, hey, you know, you're very beautiful, and, you know, how do you get the confidence to pose this way and do this and do that and break out of your comfort zone? And I know a lot of people struggle with being their true selves. I guess that's why there's a lot of hate in the world, because of, you know, wanting to be someone that you're not instead of your own true beauty. So,
with the stuff that you post, is that because you, like... what you just said about wanting to be your true self, that's what you want to be. That's not you're posting it for any other reason besides for, I got a dream to be a model and get paid for it and get attention for it. That's why you want to do it.
Yes. So when I was little, I always, you know, in middle school, there were guys that were real popular and they never would give me a chance. And as I got older, they started wanting to hit me up. And so I was like, you know, you had your chance in middle school.
Your
I was
rear
like,
end grew into place.
Right. And so then as I got older and I started seeing modeling stuff and companies were like, hey, come to Atlanta, or hey, let's do these shoots, I'll pay you. And I actually did Peach Magazine one year in 2018. And
that's when you got my attention.
Yeah.
That's when me and you became friends, old Peach Magazine.
So this guy in South Georgia, he was like, hey, you're beautiful, I love your modeling stuff. And this is actually when I first started. Post some very basic stuff, just like boots, jeans, tank tops, stuff like that, out in fields. And he was like, you know, you would really make my magazine. Well, I thought it was bullcrapping or whatever. And one day when he messaged me, as being for real. And I looked and I was literally like on the second page of this magazine, all in South Georgia. And I had people from all over messaging me, and people I went to school with that never gave me attention was like, hey, I just seen you in this magazine, I didn't know you modeled. So, I mean, it just kind of made me feel good. And then I was like, well, damn, you know, I must be very pretty or something, because I'm almost
I don't think it's about you being pretty, because you are an attractive woman, but I think it's when you get a certain level of confidence to you,
right?
Like, it's where you start building. I don't know if you ever had low self-esteem, but
I did.
But I believe with stuff like that, if you've ever had low self-esteem, because it happened to me, I grew a beard out, I lost some weight, and I got a little attention. And when it gets to that point, you're like, okay, I got to show this shit off. Mm-hmm. And it's just where when you start to feel confident about yourself, some people see it as conceited. Some people see it as you being full of yourself. I think it is just you expressing yourself in a way that makes you feel good.
Growing up, I struggled from anxiety. I still kind of have anxiety. Takes me a little while to open up to people and do things. And I guess like that's kind of why I did it behind the camera at first. You know, I had one photographer and it was me, but my pictures were all over. So it was like me actually showing who I truly was, but behind a computer screen or behind a phone. And so, you know, coming here today doing a podcast, it really, or advertising for social media stuff for Raising Grace, it kind of just, you know, it opens me up, because in life, with more opportunities, even business people, you've got to promote yourself or you're going to get nowhere in life.
Abso-fucking-lutely. So, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, that's where you can take somebody like you, me, Lacey, our engineer, to where if you build yourself up and you're honest about yourself, people acknowledge that and they like it and then they want to see more of it. Well, then if you get enough people paying you attention and looking at you, well, then some business or some brand's going to want to associate themselves with you. I would have associated myself with you before anyway, because we're friends. I would have had you come in here to do modeling pictures or whatever in our shirts and everything. But you having a following, it makes it more attractive to me. It makes it to me as a business owner. It's like, you know what? Let's pay this girl some money to come in here for the day. Let's go buy her lunch. Let's give her a couple beers. Let's have her model some of the shirts, post some stuff on social media. And people don't realize, with finding yourself, finding that confidence and everything about you, it's just another outlet for people to advertise through, because this is the way of the future as far as advertising is social media. You, even though you are going into the medical field, and by the way, she's going to be great at what she does. She used to be wild as hell and hang out with us, but ever since she started being in school, completely dropped off. We don't ever see her no more. And I respect that about you. But somebody like you, even with you going into the medical field, you're going to have a side hustle. You're going to have another business just in yourself to post it on social media. And that's cool. That's literally where you get to be you, and then you get to be the adult version of you.
So it's kind of like how they say a girl that can do both. You know, I'm a very outdoorsy type person. I like to hunt, fish, mud bog, you know, all that kind of stuff. And that's actually kind of how my social media grew. I was playing around on TikTok one day before it became like huge, and I was doing videos of me just riding through the mud and like putting on my boots and doing boot scoot boogie and stuff to all these crazy songs, even though I can't dance. But you guys still trust,
I will
to follow
tell you,
me.
I will tell you this, and I mean this with all due respect in the world. You don't look bad at dancing, but you have no rhythm. The good Lord blessed you with some shit, darling. You don't have an ounce of rhythm.
I remember sitting there one day, I was trying to do some dancing videos, and I probably had maybe like 4,000 followers or something back when TikTok first came out. So one of my friends introduced me to it and was like, you know, you're crazy blonde and pretty much dumb, so go on there and play around. And I was like, you know, I will. So started out with, you know, I didn't really care much about it. And I was like, man, all these people are famous. Like, they just do the dumbest stuff to get followers. So
that's,
I'm
all
just going to go
now
and do dumb stuff. And I remember posting one video back in December of this past year, and it got like 102,000 likes on it of me just being dumb.
Did you say 102K? Did you say 102,000?
Well,
please.
That's what it shows on.
Sorry,
that's
old folk. That's old folk. You said K, then thousand. And
they
it's
knew
like,
what I meant on TikTok, whatever. So, and then like somehow my following just kept going up. So I was like, well, screw it, I'm just going to put my Instagram on here, because, I mean, why not? So, went from 2,000 to 33,600.
Yeah.
And
some of us have to work very hard,
yeah,
for that.
So,
you got hooked up, though. What was the brand? And I don't mind people talking about other brands or anything on here. You said that they're what called Angels and Outlaws or something in Texas,
yeah,
gave you a push?
So, when I was doing these country videos, there was a couple videos I posted, and I was, you know, putting hashtags on there. You pretty much are promoting other people's stuff. You can always go back to that hashtag and look. As a matter of fact, a country artist singer put me on her Instagram because I did one of her songs. I'll go back to that in just a minute. But so these are people that are from Texas. They have their own hashtag. It's called Angels and Outlaws. and they're pretty badass people. Trump supporters, they're out there doing their thing, t-shirts and all.
Cool.
And I started tagging them. They entered me into their group. Now they're at like 90 billion, you know, when you put their hashtag in. And so they go and tag. It's like a big group.
You said that earlier to me and it confused me. You said billion. You mean million.
No. Right? It's got a B behind it.
It actually is 90 billion.
Yeah.
Make sure you tagged them in this.
So, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that's just like the hashtag. So that's just pretty much how many people are using all these hashtags. It'll show you on there. Like, gotcha. K, M, or B.
I got you.
So I can actually, if you tag that hashtag, like I said, it'll bring you back to all the videos just specifically to their group. And so every day they have more and more. Just to tag it, you're in their group. So it's kind of how it spreads like coronavirus. I mean, it's literally like...
The coronavirus, you know? it does not spread like it. Well, I believe in the disease of the coronavirus. I don't believe the hype behind it. That's why I made that joke.
Yeah.
You being in the medical field or about to be, you might believe in it more than I do.
Well, you know, I have to wear a mask every day of my life. So all the ones that are like, wear a mask, I'm like, you know, I really don't want to because I'm tired of this shit, you know, because in the OR and the ER, I'm in it every day. So it's
you have to wear more than, you probably with the stuff that you're doing now for work, you probably have to wear more than just a mask though, don't you?
I have to wear literally everything. I'm covered head to toe. The only thing you can see is my lips. So I have to wear goggles to cover my eyes.
How do you see your lips if you have a mask on?
Well, when I take it off, everything else.
I didn't know, it's like this
whole bodysuit thing I gotta wear.
I didn't know if it was like a clear bodysuit. You didn't have nothing on underneath it because you already said there was a mask.
Hashtag well, we do wear masks, but.
Yeah, that's always good. But no, so when you were posting all that stuff and they were sharing you, was it just like an overnight thing that the next morning you checked your phone and it had just completely blown up with views? And, or was it like a prolonged process?
It was an instant thing. My phone wouldn't stop blowing up when I posted one video. And then as I kept tagging and tagging, there's more and more people to these hashtags that you know of that are in these groups. And so when they're notified, they'll tag all their people in their group under my video and even add more people.
I don't understand TikTok yet. I'm a Snapchat guy and Instagram and Facebook because I guess I'm old. I'm 33. But I've got to have it. That's one of the things that we're fixing to start here is our own group to go along with the podcast and the brand and on TikTok. And I just don't know how to fucking work it. I don't know anything about it yet or anything. You're going to have to help us.
So, and you guys can probably help me out with this. So, I have like 267,000 followers.
There are a lot of perverts out there.
Yeah. Well, it says on there I'm supposed to be getting paid like $296 per post. And I have yet to figure that out. And I'm sitting here like...
You have to go through, because that's what we're going through, is you have to monetize stuff. And when you monetize stuff, first they want to review it. Ours has already been reviewed. And we've had... What are we at, Lacey? Like 80 offers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like at 80 offers right now. But the longer you hold out before you accept the offers, the more that the money goes up. Because right now, if I accept somebody, they might pay us X amount of money for a month's time, but they want 99 to 100% of all your ad space.
Right.
Well, once you get a little bit more, you get more subscribers, you get more downloaders, then they'll still pay you the same thing, but they only want 25% of your ad space then. And if you get to that point, well, then you got 75% of ad space to sell as well. It's where you get profitable. So with stuff like what you're doing, you actually probably, if you go through the desktop version of TikTok, there's probably something on there for you to fill out. Is there a desktop version of TikTok? Anyway, it's usually with any of this stuff, you have to go through the desktop version because they'll have more features for you. There is one. Yeah, so like right there. Oh, yeah. To make sure this, is it muted?
There's no sound.
Are you sure there's no sound? Just go to the speaker button in the corner and hit mute. on it just in case. There you go. Make sure that didn't stop the recording. Sorry, folks. We're still learning here, and we have problems sometimes to where, you know, you learn on the go. But even on that website, I'll guarantee you, there's somewhere that you go that they don't advertise you on your phone.
Let me tell you how legit this TikTok is. So I got this old email address that I have saved in there when I first created my account. And I don't even use this email anymore. And I have thought about deleting my TikTok because I'd go into work or something and people like, oh, you're TikTok famous. Oh, look at Sierra, all her videos and stuff. And at first I was like, all right, I feel embarrassed. I'm at work. Everybody's seen my stuff. You know, this is when it first came out. Nobody really knew like how to get famous on there. And everybody was just pretty much like talking crap. Well, then it became a thing where I was out so much that everybody was starting to get TikTok famous or a lot of following. It became an original, like, everyday thing and hadn't heard anything else about it. So I thought about deleting it, like, two or three times. And, dude, you literally have to sit here and, like, call them and say, hey, I need you to delete my account. There is no way around it.
Really?
You cannot delete it without having, because...
Pull back up that website real fast. Because the thing is with stuff like that, though, they're making money off of you is what you don't realize. If you are getting that many views, when you get there, go up here to the three lines over in the left hand corner at the top. Click on that. All right. About TikTok. Yeah, see all that right here, careers. I'll guarantee you with all that stuff click on advertise on TikTok. Watch this. I'll guarantee you, don't make ads, make TikTok, make news. Scroll down to get some more news on it. They're using you already. You just don't realize it. With these businesses, the reason why they want you to have to call in, if you have to call in, and I know shit about TikTok, is they're playing ads before or after your videos because your videos are getting viewed so many times. It's where these up-and-coming tech companies and other businesses online, they can advertise before your stuff and they know people are going to see it. Cause there's a lot of people that on Facebook, YouTube as well, that when you're watching a video, it takes a pause in the video and it takes a pause in the video. It shows you an ad. It shows you an ad before the video. Hell, even, on Pornhub or any of those shit, you got to watch a ad for another porn site. Don't look at me like that. Either one of you, you got to watch an ad for another site before you can watch a video. Like, you get ready to go and you got to watch something else. It's stupid, but it's a joke, but it's not. But it's the same thing with these things. That's how they monetize it. That's how they make money off of it. Somebody like you, where it tells you that you should be making that amount off of a post, well, if your shit keeps running that way, then you need to look into it. Do you know what TikTok houses are?
Yes, I've seen that, or what they go and have you go in and make these.
See, videos. That's what I'm trying to do here, is not just TikTok house, but a social media house, to where we have people come in like you, other folks. Well, you're gonna have a shit ton of people listen to this podcast, liable to add you. I hopefully will have a shit ton of people on your social media that will go add me. It's called cross branding. And that's all a TikTok house and stuff like that are, is you put people like me and you together and you just talk, you come up with creative shit. I told you earlier, if you was a tidbit smarter, you'd be a total package. Good looking woman, about to be, I'm not going to say nurse because you're going to fucking correct me again.
Surge tech.
But you actually are business savvy. You just don't know it. Because like the stuff that you were doing earlier was what I was going to pay people to do and they didn't get it.
You got to have somebody that's actually wanting to go out of their way and promote stuff that have the confidence to do it. Like I said, I struggle with anxiety and, you know, my dad's into business. And one time he sat me down and he said, Sierra, if I gave you a water bottle and that was your product, I need you to sell that to me. Why would I buy this water bottle brand of Kroger versus Great Value, even though they look the same but a different label and it's water? You know, it don't really have a flavor to it. Hell, they just got a cap on it.
You're blowing my mind right now. I would have never thought to hear the shit from you.
And I thought about it. I was like, well, that's a good damn question. How the hell am I supposed to sit here and sell a water bottle? And Dad said, it's not all about the product you're selling. You try to sell yourself along with your product. You can't have a dumb person trying to sell a water bottle because the products are usually the same.
I'm going to literally hire you to come teach the girls, because you have a big girl job, to come in here and teach the girls that I've been trying to hire and work with what you just said.
Let me tell you something. I used to work at a tanna bed salon, and I tried to figure out, you know, I was getting a commission or whatever from the lotions I would sell.
You were getting what? Say it one more time for some people that I've hired to hear.
I was getting commission.
Thank you.
So I went in there. I'm not into business, of course. And I'm a pretty girl. I get tanned very easily, and I know what I like. I like high-class product. I'm on the top shelf.
Of course you do.
So, as a salesperson, you know, I'm not going to sell you, you know, the highest, but I'm not going to sell you the lowest. You want to be in someone's price range, but you don't want to overdo it. You can always get bigger, you just can't lower. So, people would come in and they'd say, Sierra, you know, what kind of lotion are you using? You smell great, or how'd you get so tan? You know, I want to be just like you because I want to look that way. So how I sold my products wasn't because I was reading them the labels, or I was, you know, letting them smell it or whatever. Of course I did, but I
you
started
let them
out
smell
with,
you?
Now I was like, hey, this is what I use. You know, you're in the same exact tanning bed that I'm using, so you're going to get pretty much the same result.
Do you know how many guys that are creepy as hell that if you'd have been like, hey, look, you can come smell me right now after I got out of the tanning bed. And your wife or your girlfriend can smell like this.
Right.
You'd have made $1 million.
So, like I said, it's not all about, I mean, it is the product. You never want to go with a product that you don't use, because why would you want to, you know, lower someone else when you want to stay at the top shelf? But also, you want to be smart enough to, I mean, obviously, you need to know the facts, too. I mean, you can't just sell a water bottle and be like, dang, I don't even know what's, or a drink. I don't even know what's in it. Just drink it.
You don't know how smart you are. I have, I'm telling you, I have more respect for you in the past 5-6 minutes than I've ever had for you before. You have something that you cannot teach.
That's right.
And it is something that, thank the good Lord that I have when it comes to sales and everything. You are very good at selling yourself, and you realize it does not matter what product you are given. Me and you could fucking destroy a car lot. I did car sales when I was young. I'll never do them again. But me and you could destroy anything like that, because we realize that it's the purpose behind the product, not the product. It's us. It's you're selling yourself. There's a lot of people that it does not matter how much you tell them that, they don't get it. You, even though you've chose to go in a medical field, and you'll do great in it, by the way. I know you will.
Appreciate it.
If you ever hate that, darling, you go find a pharmaceutical company that does sales, and you're rich within 2 years. Because you get it. You get the sales portion of it.
You know, I mean, why do you think, like, The Rock, Dwayne, why do you think he sells not only himself in movies, but he's got his own liquor company?
But he's a whole different breed. Anybody like that, you have to realize that their identity is created by marketing companies in the first place.
Right.
The Rock, which you might know, Rock played football at the University of Miami. Then right after that, he was broke as shit. Like,
grew up poor, didn't have
nothing
on the streets.
Broke. The day that he signed his WWF contract, he had $13 in his bank account. He talks about it all the time. And now he is one of the biggest movie stars ever. And all he did was, he was himself, but he was himself turned all the way up. And I'm telling you, like, you got it. You've got that quality the same way that I do. It's not arrogance. It's not cockiness or whatever. It's confidence. And it's, we know we can walk into a room, and even if you don't need something, if it's a good product. Now, it always has to boil down to that. Now, if it's a shit product, don't matter how good of a salesman you are, saleswoman you are, you can't do anything with it. But if it's something good and it helps others and it's actually something that they need, oh darn, you can sell it. I can sit here and tell. One of the things that I told all my girls when I first hired people, I was looking for people that I thought had those traits. And I hired some and I thought they did. I thought that I could teach them that shit. The more I have been around people and just hearing you talk now, it's like you can't teach it. You got to have that mentality. Like I said, got more respect for you in the past 5 minutes than I ever had.
That's always a good thing come from Josh.
Well, you know, I'm not going to bullshit. That's one thing about me. As long as you have known me, I might tell you something that you don't want to hear, but I'm going to tell you how I feel.
Well, let me tell you why I don't put a lot of, like, myself out there to some people. And that's not being arrogant, but sometimes I feel like some people just don't deserve...
They don't deserve another real you.
The true me. You know, you don't want to sit here and sell yourself to somebody unless you know it's totally worth your time. And that's probably why this last 6 minutes you were like, holy shit, she really opened up to me. She's pretty intelligent when she wants to be.
Yeah.
You got to be like that sometimes. You know, if you give somebody, I don't know, like you're all together at one time, then what do you have left to give them at another time?
Well, it's not just that. It's if you've ever been hurt or burned before because you put yourself out there more than what you should have been put out there, then it makes you guarded and it really makes you want to figure out the person's intentions first beforehand.
You want to hook them, but you want to keep them interested. You don't want to throw all your ace cards down at
one time. Girl, I'm telling you, you are a fucking salesman. You don't know it. I'm telling you, the way you look at shit, you are 110% a salesman. Like, it's badass. It's badass. There's something I say all the time, and it's, I hate strip clubs, but I love strippers. And it ain't because they get naked or anything like that. It's their hustle. It's them knowing that they can work 2 nights a week and take care of their kids instead of working 40, 50 hours a week at a dead-end job. Like, I respect that. And a lot of them have the qualities that I'm talking about with you and me. It's they know how to sell themselves. They know what it takes for them to sell themselves. And with you and the TikTok stuff, like you always... I've seen some of your stuff on Instagram, your pictures and your TikToks and stuff. And it's where you put yourself out there and you have your own style. I don't know if you realize it. You have this sexy, alluring side of you, but it's not over the top and trashy.
Right.
It is very hard for women to find that line and stay in it because a lot of them, and it happens, I mean, it's social media's fault. But you have a lot of girls that'll just post damn near their bare ass or their tits almost hanging completely out. They'll get 1,000 likes or whatever. It takes somebody that knows what they are and does it in a classy way to still get the same attention you've got without having to do that.
And I'm glad you brought that up because going back to that, so, you know, I have a lot of females that message me all the time. And they're like, hey, I really look up to you. Hey, the reason why I'm starting to be my true self is seeing you on TikTok and then going and following your Instagram. You know, you're not trashy. I like your style. You know, I like your cowgirl boots or, you know, I like this, I like that. And to me, being a female, you don't want to have a lot of females that are against you. You know,
I'm going to disagree with you on
that. Well, and let me put it this way. So when I first started doing it, I would put up these things like, you know, tell me something funny or like write me a message or something, thinking, okay, like maybe like 10 people are going to send me something. And at one point I had like maybe over 300 people send me stuff. And it was stuff like, you know, I was going through a really hard time and I went on there and seen how you open up to people and you are a sweet girl and just express yourself. And it really made me want to come out with my confidence and, you know, And I say this because I've never actually had a lot of followings, you know. And then I think to myself, you know, Instagram is public. So with it being public, you know, all these people, they can click on my name at any time. They don't have to follow me. they can go see my stuff, do whatever, click off of it and see my posts whenever they want to. But the fact that there's 33,000 people in there that follow me, even though it's public to everybody, you know, to me that means something. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was me, shoot, I just wanted, like, I have somebody, I just go in there, don't follow them.
All right, so with that, though, do you think out of that 33,000, what's the percentage you think is men? Because I'm going to guess it's 90% men, if not more.
I would range probably about 60% men and 40% women.
Okay.
I also was doing other stuff like makeup pages and stuff like that, and I had a lot of people following me, you know.
See, me as a man, I had no idea you did makeup pages.
Yeah. I don't, you know, when I got into school, I kind of quit selling makeup and stuff. It was just kind of like a small thing, but also I like to do business on the side, and that's, I guess that's why you kind of said I'm pretty smart when it comes to selling.
You got it. I mean, it's obvious you got that.
I haven't really found certain products. Like, people message me all the time. So I've done cups for people, like the, what are they called? Kind of like Yeti cups.
Yeah.
I have my own promo code for that. I have gym people that come.
That's
to
right.
Me.
You have the water bottles,
yes,
or whatever, right?
I do.
Yeah, I've seen you with those. You can promote them on here if you remember the name.
I'd have to go back and look at it, honestly. Let me go to that. Actually.
I don't mind. The more businesses that get promoted on here, it's fine.
So,
we don't mind one bit at all.
If you guys know me, Warrior Flask is actually, my promo code is Georgia in all capital letters. I promote them for their water bottles and stuff, their canisters and all, Flask. Another company I promote for is Team Whiskey. They have t-shirts, hats, and all that kind of stuff too. It's Georgia in all capital letters 15, and you can find it on my Instagram. My Instagram is shesogeorgia96, and she_so_georgia_96.
You should have had it as shiso original, not.
Well, okay, well, you know, I'm Georgia the way.
I'm just with you.
anyway.
But it's cool, though. The thing is people don't realize how to make money off of social media just by being a social media personality. And you probably, I don't know if you started off, I didn't start off thinking I was going to end up being a personality or influencer. I had no idea. I just was real about who I was, put the shit out there that I wanted to put. It developed into what it is now. And with you, there's something to be admired there, that you kind of always stay true to yourself, and it's still where you're making some money off of. I think that inspiration is a very hard word for me to use towards people if you're not physically helping somebody or mentally helping somebody. But I think that you are very good at what you do, and I think that you have the ability. Only thing that I would tell you to do, and this is just something for me, you know, with all the stuff that you do, realize that with this platform, there comes, like, it's kind of a power. Like, I don't know if you're into Spider-Man and shit like that, but when his Uncle Ben gets killed and he's got these superpowers or whatever, it says with great power comes great responsibility. Well, the same thing should be said for us with platforms. We are technically louder than the everyday person. More people view our stuff than the everyday person. So the things that we should be doing is obviously making money and putting ourselves out there. But I would love to see you, and I can hook you up with them, but you might already do them. Love to see you do some charity stuff. I'd love to see you help some people. I think that, and this is what happened to me, is once that aspect of my life happened to where I was helping charities, the money aspect of the rest of it, it just kind of fails in comparison. But until you do it, you don't know. But you got a good heart. Like, I know you got a good heart. You are a very good person. I'd love to see you do some of that stuff.
So let me tell you where that involves me at. When I first started having these companies message me, I'm the one that always messaged people back. You know, I never know, like, what somebody's going through or what they need help with or whatever. And when these companies that I have promo codes for message me, I didn't automatically start out with, hey, how much am I going to get paid? Or, hey, what happens if this or that? I started out saying, yeah, I don't mind sharing you on my page. I want to show you more business. I like your stuff, and I'm willing to go buy it from you. With that being said, they were like, well, you know what? We'll start you out by giving you free merchandise because, kind of like you, Josh.
It's the easiest, cheapest thing to do.
It's that, hey, I've got 1,000 t-shirts over here, hoodies, and I know that you have a nice body and you go to the gym, and I know you do a great advertising with it. So let me throw you in a hoodie and a hat.
It's called assertisement.
And so I took that into, okay, well, shit, I don't mind. I take pictures all the time. I love being behind the camera. So I'll take a picture of me in this shirt because I know people like to see me. And I can always have the merchandise because, I mean, it's useful. So I'm going to post that up on my page, share you, tag you in it. And then it became, oh, well, I want to give you the own promo code. Whatever you make profit to that, I'm going to give you profit of whatever you sell. And I was like, well, you know what? Hey, I went from getting free stuff to actually making money, and I didn't even ask for it. I was just going to start out sharing them just because they were a good company.
Yeah, no, that legit is what we're supposed to do in this day and age. You are smart enough to realize that. You're smart enough to make social media work for you, not work for social media. And a lot of people just don't get that. You are a Gen Xer. And I hate the title of it. I'm considered a fucking millennial. And our generations are made to where we should be making money off of social media. There's no excuse why, when you have something unique to say, you have something, you know, that you're good at, you know, there's the old saying or whatever, why pay for milk from a cow when you can get it free, right? You're doing the opposite of it. It's like, forget that. I'm already posting these pictures or whatever to make myself feel good. Why not throw a business into it and make myself some money?
Both of them are benefiting
from it. Yeah, I mean, there's no downside to it.
My dad once told me, and this has always stuck with me since I was a kid, he said, don't hate the player, hate the game.
That's the truth.
It's always stuck with me.
How bad is the jealousy, though? Because that's when you say, don't hate the player, you hate the game. You know, how bad is the jealousy that you get from the people that are jealous of you?
Well, me being the person I am, I hype the other person up just as well as they hype me up.
You're not going to give me the politically correct answer. I do not want it. How bad are some of the messages that you have to get from some women or from trolls or whatever? Like, you've had them, because I've had them. I've had a shit ton of them. There's no way you haven't.
I've had a few people post up, you know, like I said, I can't believe she posted this, or I tell you the worst thing is, and people actually think that this is like lowering my standards, but it's really not. And you're going to find this funny because I guess his OnlyFans came up recently that everyone's, you know, posting. I've had, and I've actually have them screenshotted, probably about 35 accounts that people were making of my account, because once it hit a certain amount of followers, people were like, oh, well, I want to be just like her and act like her so I can get her followers, and I'm going to stalk her page, and I've had to block a bunch of people.
See, I don't have anything against the OnlyFans. Well, I'll put it, all right, so we live in an adult-ass world. Okay, if you don't want to hear adult content, don't listen to this podcast in the first damn place. But if you are going to take provocative pictures of yourself
and send them to guys for free,
why not do it for fucking money? You don't have to leave your house to make a couple hundred extra dollars a week. You know, and the people that screenshot and share that shit are fucking, they're jealous of you, for one. They might be like, oh, okay, you don't have youngins, right?
See, I don't have any kids, no.
You don't have kids. You're not married. You're single. Why not?
Here's my thing.
If you're gonna fucking do it for free,
so
get paid for it.
I've never even been the type to really like want to sell all my pictures and stuff. Now, probably, and I'm gonna be completely honest with you because I'm a very honest person, Josh. You know this. I never lie to you. I know a couple girls that I look up to that's got like 90,000, 100-something thousand followers on Instagram, and all they do is modeling. Like, they legit model cars and stuff in bikinis, thongs, whatever. Hence, they have the same amount of likes on their pictures, if not, I have more with less followers.
Well, a bunch of those are bots. A bunch of those, you pay for follows on those accounts.
I will say, though, those girls are actually very intelligent. I'm not going to knock people with OnlyFans if you're doing it the correct way. Now, I know some people that you know, are on there that people are making fun of just because they're trashy in general, because that's just what their Instagram looks like.
Yeah.
So you know automatically, hey, they got OnlyFans. But these girls are intelligent enough to where they're already making money from magazines and companies with those pictures all over stores. So when they put them on their OnlyFans and just their modeling pictures, they're getting paid for that as well as the same exact pictures on their Instagram and magazines. And that's smart. That's smart business because they have nothing to worry about. That is their job. That's how they promote, and it's still classy.
I have a friend, and I will never, ever out her on this. She has one. Nobody in this world would ever think that this good sweetheart of a girl has one. And she makes stupid ass money off of it to where she got to quit her job. She was already making, to put it into context, she was already making $60,000, $70,000 a year doing what she was doing. She has done it. Nobody knows that she does it. She's not from Georgia. She's from Florida. And I'm telling you, she's beautiful, but she's not fake beautiful. And it is just where, man, I do not knock it. I don't knock it. I mean, we live in a world to where it's fucking not safe to go outside any fucking way half the time. And you got to deal with dumbasses when you go. So if you can make just as much money from home, and even if you don't, like with you, whatever happens with you in the future on social media happens with you in the future. The reason why I think people like you are special is I bet you could work 24 hours a day on your social media accounts, make just as much money as what you're going to do going into the medical field, if not more. But you're doing the medical field thing, and there's probably, if I was you, I would get my degree. I'd finish it out to where I could have a job. I would make sure I stayed certified, but I'd probably just focus on my social media for a couple years, and I would use whatever aspect I could. But then when that runs out, because let's face it, You're always probably going to be a very attractive woman. But eventually, looks are going to fade. Now, make the money while you can. And then once it fades, go back into the medical field.
For the record, I'm actually going to go back and get my first assist is what I plan on doing after 2 years being in the hospital. Now,
what's first assist?
So, it's the person that helps the surgeon sew the patient back up and do all that.
Okay.
Kind of under a surge tech and not necessarily a doctor. Right now in Atlanta, Georgia, and I know you guys are familiar with that, they make $200,000 per year. So, I mean, we're looking at $85 an hour. And if you're full time, you know what I'm saying? So there's always stuff to, you know, build up for and everything else. And for the record, I do not have a OnlyFans.
Well, if you did, I'm not talking to you.
But I will say, back to what I was saying, girls will create these accounts, and I probably get like maybe 200 or something messages a day that just keep adding my thing or on Instagram, and they're screenshotting these other accounts made saying, hey, she's got a fans only, a fake accounts of me, or OnlyFans, I'm sorry. And you know, at first I was like, man, I don't want people to know, you know, but I mean, that's their fault because they go in there and put the money on there. I was like, well, shit, I might as well give them my Cash App then. They're going to pay for it because
I'm not
on there. But then I thought, you know, all they're doing is they're doing me a favor because the more people they're sharing of people thinking I got something I don't, they're going to come to me and still add me and trying to get the information. So
there's no, yeah, unless it's just some full-blown video or something where it's obvious you in the time and the moment, take it as a compliment that somebody is trying to copy you. Back when Bearded Bastard was big, there was people stealing my pictures left and right of me and my family and me and my friends and everything, and they were trying to pretend to be me. But thing that people never get is, like, you can take my pictures all you want. People are not following me because of the way I look. They're following me because of things I say, things I stand up for, the things I do. You can never copy that shit. You can never copy it. And I think with you, I think that you should put more of yourself out there. Most attractive I've ever been to you. And It ain't like I'm hitting on you, by the way. Most track I've ever been to using in the past 30 minutes. Because you've got some sense to you. You play this role, and I respect it more than anybody else because I play a role. I play a role a lot on social media. It is me turned all the way up. And I have a hard time with relationships and stuff of it because I have to say, because I've chose this to be my career path, I have to say stuff that sometimes provocative, sometimes it's kind of jackassy. I look like a fool sometimes, but I'm
leprechaun.
Cool.
Yeah, just kidding.
Yeah. Well, you look like a fucking Amazon, so you can be quiet, or you can taste these Lucky Charms. But no. I think that you have a quality that in the next 5 years, if not sooner, people like me and you are going to be employed from social media companies. And that's TikTok started it. If TikTok started it with the TikTok houses. Influencers and stuff, people that have good followings that are just the average, everyday person, they are going to be the ones that profit in the next several years. And I think you need to stay on the path you're on. I think you're doing very well. I think you're even more of a badass than what I realized. Which is saying a lot, considering I know you're pretty badass. But I just appreciate you coming in. And I want you one more time real fast before we get off of here to tell people where to find your social media again, what the name of your handles for TikTok, Instagram, whatever it is, and all that good stuff, because I want to make sure they go and find you. And if you're listening to this because of Sierra right now, y'all make sure y'all go add me on mine at JLTerry87. That's JLTERRY 87 on Snapchat, Instagram, whatever. But Sierra, go ahead and tell them your stuff. So hopefully some more folks add you and you get some more fanfare.
All right. So I'm going to start with TikTok since apparently TikTok started it for me.
That's okay.
Doing some crazy stuff. So it's a sweet _ southern with two N's. _ mess. That's where you can find me being stupid and everything else. You can also go on there and click. My link is actually to where it hooks up to my Instagram. With my Instagram, it is she's _so_ Georgia _96. And you'll see I'm actually like a Georgia peach. Shoot, I literally have a Georgia peach on my side. I've always been a Georgia girl. And I mean, I'm pretty much down to the roots of Georgia. So, I'll say this too if you want to. I really don't care who follows me on Snapchat because I'm actually do a lot of promoting all of like Josh's stuff for Raising Grace and everything else. So it's the same exact name. It was Sierra _Logan with two N's.
No, go ahead. I was just saying I have to piss extremely bad.
So anyway, I'm going to be, you know, sharing links, doing this and that. I'm trying to sell his t-shirts right now if you guys are Trump fans.
That's, if they're not, they're probably not listening. I would have scared them off by now.
Yeah.
But thank you for so much for coming in. You super surprised me, but that's why we do these podcasts. So you get to know somebody, you get to know the real them. You're special. You are a whole lot different than I thought you were. I was not looking forward to doing this podcast. I didn't know what to expect. You blew my mind. You are very good at what you do, and I'm proud that you're my buddy. So thank you for coming in, and thank y'all for listening today to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast.